Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us, including things like our bulletin board system and more. Lots of different ways to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. In fact, the main thrust of the site allows you to control the content of the website by submitting various different news items or videos or blog posts that you find interesting on the web somewhere. You submit it to our website, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like your submission or not, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. Sam joining us tonight from obscuredtruth.com. You can go there and take a look at what Sam's been doing with some of his video work. That's basically your thing. That's your profession. And you've been doing a lot of great liberty-oriented videos. In fact, you just released one of something that was particularly outrageous that transpired at a local event this weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire. That's where we do this show from. And every year in Keene, and this may be the last year, I'm not sure about that. That seems to be a little up in the air at this point. But before this point, for like the last 20 years, there's been this pumpkin festival that Keene's just a small, very, very small city, large town, somewhere in the middle between those two designations. It's politically, technically a city. But it's only 25,000 people that that live here. I mean, there's a few thousand young folks that come in every year for the college, and people come in during the daytime to work from the surrounding areas, which are much more rural than Keene. So the population of Keene tends to increase by at least 10,000 people every day. I've heard more than that, but during the Pumpkin Festival, there are probably tens of thousands of people that come in here, 50 to 80,000 people likely coming into Little Keene, New Hampshire for this yearly Pumpkin Fest. And it's a very family-oriented, family-friendly event where lots of people of all ages are coming out. And of course, it's close to Halloween, so many folks are decked out in their Halloween garb, their costumes. And some people are really, you know, they really do up a great job.
Oh, yeah, and the high school band comes out. They do a parade with all the kids down Main Street. It's nothing too fancy, but
there's
a neat
vendors,
little town,
you know, there's
thing.
There's fair food. There's I believe there's some contesting going on, and of course there are the main feature is the gathering of pumpkins, people bringing in their carved pumpkins from anywhere. You don't have to live in Keene for this. People come in from all over the place, all over New England in many cases, maybe further than that. They bring pumpkins and enter them into this pumpkin festival, and the purpose is not to judge, I don't think, the best pumpkin or anything like that. It's just to have a large amount of them, to top the world record for the largest amount of pumpkins in the same general vicinity, the same festival. And it has won that record in the past. It was topped, Keene Pumpkin Fest has been topped by Boston, which probably isn't that hard to do, considering Boston is a city of,
sure,
you know, over 1 million people or 2 million people or whatever, and
yeah, I mean,
Keene.
Boston has significantly more people than Keene, and you know, it's no big surprise that Boston was able to top them.
Right. So for the last few years, the Keene Pumpkin Fest has been attempting to reclaim its throne, and it has been unsuccessful at doing that.
But really close.
I guess, yeah, you're right. It has been fairly close. All things considered, it has been fairly close. So this is the event that goes on a yearly basis, and it's very popular, and of course, there are people that are doing vending out there. Local charities have booths and food vendors. And most of those folks have begged the government for a permit in order to do whatever business it is they want to do. And this is all happening on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire. That's where the focus of the activities are. That's where the vendors are. That's where the crowd is. And that's where you want to be if you've got a table. The Cub Scouts, for the last several years, last 4 years, including this one, have had a table at a local newsstand, which is right out on Main Street. It's a local kind of bong shop slash newsstand, or, excuse me, water pipes. Local pipe shop. Great little store. The corner
sells cigarettes and sodas and magazines and all kinds of things.
Cigars, there. Yep.
So it's,
but we know what it's there for.
Right. The Corner News is there, and they've been there for a long time. It's a long open business here in town. And they have graciously hosted the Cub Scouts, allowing the Cub Scouts to set up a table outside of their business during this particular event. And were the Cubs, what were they vending? Was it baked goods or cotton candy?
They had, cotton candy, and there was also a guy doing T-shirts of some kind. And this is on the side of their building, but it's still, according to the owners, it's still their private property.
Well, the city government bureaucrats are claiming it's not. They're claiming it's city property. And the organizers of the Pumpkin Fest are basically saying that all private property is made into city property the day of the Pumpkin Fest by fiat, by decree of the city government elected officials.
Right. First he told me it was all public property, and then he told me, well, it's not public property. It's basically our property, and we get to say what goes.
So essentially what happened was the organizers of this pumpkin festival, this ostensibly family event, this allegedly community-oriented event, came down on the Cub Scouts and also a local homeless shelter that was also selling some baked goods. They actually had set up a table as well, and both of these tables did not bother, the people running these tables did not bother to beg the government bureaucrats or pay for a permit. They just decided, this is a community event, I've got the space, we've got the space available, we're going to go ahead and set up a table here. And so the organizer of the festival didn't like that very much. They apparently called in the police contingent that was in the area, and they bring out every cop you can imagine from the surrounding areas. They even had Vermont police in New Hampshire, which is weird, but they did.
Mutual aid.
And so
the fire department from my town's called to Vermont all the time.
Now, we didn't get any footage of what happened at the Cub Scout table, but Sam, you were out that day. You interviewed the people that were from the Corner News, the local shop that was hosting them. And what did you learn about how the police behaved?
It didn't go well. I didn't get all of the details because they didn't really want to talk about it. And, you know, they're a business on Main Street. They're worried about the city coming and harassing them and trying to shut them down or something. So, you know, they didn't want to speak on camera, but I talked to them. I talked to a number of folks, and I was able to kind of piece the thing together. And it sounds like the police came in and basically told them, you know, you were not allowed to do this. And at some point, they were picking things up off the table and kind of throwing them across the table.
They, meaning the police?
The police, yep. And at another point, I don't know if they got into an exchange of words or what, but the police officer pushed the property owner, who was probably out there saying, you know, this is my private property, you can't do this, and did this in front of the kids. And a lot of the kids were, the Cub Scouts, mm-hmm. were pretty shocked at what they had seen. And I think it was sort of like a... It stunned the community that the police would come in and do something like this. And they hadn't gotten a permit for the previous 4 years that they had done exactly the same thing. And for some reason, this year, all of a sudden...
Now it's a problem.
Yeah.
So the cops came in, they threatened them, and as a result of that, they, of course, you know, the Cub Scouts didn't want to get arrested. So they decided to go ahead and I guess, remove the table.
That's my understanding.
Then, I'd like to give a little more clarity to this situation for most people. What they don't understand is that this Pumpkin Fest really, really benefits a lot of not-for-profits in this town. It's really great for them. What it doesn't do, largely, is help people who are on Main Street as far as a business goes. If you've got a business on Main Street, you're losing business on that day to all the not-for-profits who have paid their... You disagree with this?
I'm sorry. There are thousands of people.
I've interviewed and talked to businesses on Main Street, and the ones that I've talked to, by and large, say, we would rather Pumpkin Fest not exist. And here's the
reason. I'm shocked by that.
Because you don't know. Look, there are
thousands of people crossing in front of your door. Why can't you get them inside?
Because there's these trailers out there that are serving food. They're all shoved up against your door. You've got drunk people throwing pumpkins through your glass windows. All kinds of things. Pumpkin Fest is a disaster for the people who work who have businesses on Main Street.
Okay, I'm not sure how that's relevant into what we're talking about, but
because they were making a little bit of money by renting their space to the Cub Scouts, and then
they were renting it. I didn't know that.
Likely,
I think they
right?
donated it. Actually, it's a charity. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. We've got them right there on the front page of the website. You can just click and download the last week's worth of the show. And then if that's not enough, you can click into the archive section and go all the way back to late 2006, all for free.
courtesy of HostGator. And if you want to get hosting done, web hosting, whether it be for your business or a personal blog site, you need to go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Why enter through that link, Mark?
Well, because you'll get your first month completely free if you go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. And when you do go to HostGator, they've got thousands of templates to help you set up your own website, and they make it easy for you. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So we're talking about this local festival that goes on here where the police decided to crack down on the Cub Scouts, as well as a local homeless shelter that both of these organizations were out there selling. The Cub Scouts were selling cotton candy. The homeless shelter had a baked sale where they had been donated baked goods and were selling the baked goods to benefit the homeless shelter to help keep their doors open because it gets pretty cold up here in New Hampshire during the wintertime. And so the homeless shelter doesn't have a whole bunch of money. They didn't have the money, as I understand it, to go out and beg the government for permission to buy a permission slip in order to vend at this particular event. And this is supposedly purportedly public property that they were operating their table on. So after the police had come to the Cub Scouts table and threatened them with aggression if they didn't shut down, which of course they did because they were scared, because the police are scary, and the police then showed up at the homeless shelter's table and proceeded to threaten them. Now in the case of the homeless shelter's table, that happened to be operated by local liberty activists. Of course the newspaper calls them Free Keen members, not that Keen has, or FreeKeen.com has any kind of official membership. I mean, you can join the site like anybody else, and I guess that would make you a Free Keen member, but some of our opposition has joined the site, so are they also Free Keen members? I don't know. Nonetheless, liberty activists were on the scene there, and a Porcupine 411 went out, which is our local, one of our local systems that an activist set up to allow folks to call a phone number, leave a message, and then have that, when they hang up, have it blasted out to hundreds of email addresses, which, you know, said, hey, this is what's going on, here's where we are, come on out. The activists that were in the area came over. Sam, you were one of them. Now, your video is posted over at obscuredtruth.com, also freekeen.com right now, for folks that want to go and see this, where the police are threatening these folks, peaceful people operating this homeless booth, doing a bake sale. When you had arrived on the scene, had they already moved the table one time, or they hadn't moved it yet?
They hadn't. Heike had been up, I believe, up at the front, sort of right there on Main Street in one of the alleyways, where, you know, it was pretty light traffic, not really getting in the way or anything. And the festival organizers, their attorney, which was the lady that's in the video, and the main guy with the productions company came up and I believe shut her down and told her, you can't do this. So she moved back. That's when she placed the Pork 411 call. And then once I got there and there were about six or eight other liberty activists that showed up, that's when we decided, all right, let's go back down and see what they're going to do.
So this is right in front of the building that the 100 Nights homeless shelter is in. Is that correct?
No, this is closer to Main Street.
We originally were there, and then what we did is move down the alley to sort of the
building. Not the front door of where the 100 Nights shelter is, but the actual building, right?
It was in front of the building, but then they moved actually down away from the building to the alley right where it connects with Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So the table at the time where you arrived was actually nearby Main Street, so people could see it and come over and buy things from it, right?
Well, at first it was at the shelter, then we moved it up to Main Street, and that's where, yeah, within a few minutes she had made, I think, $7.
So this is like a property ownership issue. I mean, the city of Keene claims to own the road and the sidewalks and all that stuff in front of your building, and then they lease it out, I guess, on Pumpkin Fest Day to the organization, the Pumpkin Fest organization, and that organization tells people who run businesses right on Main Street that they can't have outside vending in order to hawk their wares right in front of their door.
Mm-hmm.
They tell, no, you can, people can walk into your business, but you can't stand out in front of your business and get people to come in.
Well, you could if you bought a permit. You could go and beg.
But you have to go bribe. Well, they've already begged, so you're actually asking the organization that has done the... You're doing sort of secondary leasing.
Right. You, as a business owner, would have to go and beg for a permit to sell in front of your own business.
Yes, that's correct.
So you showed up on the scene as the cops were threatening the table. the folks that were operating this table. What did you see?
Yeah, so Heike had moved and set up and was selling. You know, everything was going fine. Then the two organizers showed up. And we noticed before that, though, that a couple police had kind of meandered by and took up a position in the doorway about 10 feet away. And then more start showing up. So they're clearly sort of gathering the forces.
Mm-hmm.
And then the organizers move in and they're telling us, well, you can't be here. And we're like, well, clearly we are here, so we can be. And, you know, they're like, well, all right, we're
now
not.
That's an English issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous, though, when people come up and say, well, you can't sell food here. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I am selling food here. What you mean is if I don't stop selling food here, you're going to call for the guns of government to come over here and force me to stop. You just don't want to be honest about what you're actually, you know, wanting to be done. I don't know what the word is for that. But
advocating?
Advocating, yeah, thank you. And so, you know, sure enough, within it, they start out saying that it's private property, and then they later, the guy says, well, no, it's not private property, like within two sentences. And the police come over, and then the discussion starts going. Now, they're telling them just to kind of shut down, but one of the Keene policemen is there, and he's talking with Heike. They're trying to work out a compromise, and I would have to give him some credit for that. Eventually, the discussion's really not going anywhere, and Heike says, all right, we're moving the table back down to the shelter. And they were, it had been sort of sorted out with the police that that would be okay if they just went back, you know, away from Main Street.
Probably about, what, maybe 100 to 200 feet away from Main Street.
A couple hundred feet, yeah.
I'm not good at estimating those things, but yeah, it's basically the next street down
right,
away from Main Street, which is where the shelter is.
And so,
so there's a party going on, and you're a block away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're getting, you know, probably 5, maybe 10% of the traffic
that they
were getting in the other spot. So, but, you know.
Yeah, just killed the table. And at that point, hadn't the owner of the shelter, the guy that's that runs the place, hadn't he come out and basically said, look, we'll just give the food away?
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that Heike had offered up and said, well, what if we just stop selling the food and we just give it away to people? Because, you know,
just to basically at that point promote the shelter.
Yeah, all of our volunteers have already made this. It's not going to sell if we have to put it back inside the shelter. People are not actually walking in the door
right.
of the homeless shelter to buy baked goods, you know? Come on. And so that was...
That wasn't good enough, though. Giving the food away was not
not acceptable. Yeah. Not acceptable. So the table got moved back, and that was supposedly the end of it. And the police separated, and I kind of said my goodbyes. But then after I left, they came back and shut the table down.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. The video's up at freekeen.com. You can see it there. Also, obscuredtruth.com. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The crackdown on the charities. Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Plus Foods, Seychelles and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of these airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And don't forget, one of the features we have on our site is our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact, because other listeners are in our chat room, which is built into the very same page that we have the webcam on. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. cam.freetalklive.com, and is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers, your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, and they also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
So we're telling you a story here tonight that has been told in video form over at freekeen.com and obscuredtruth.com, thanks to Sam and his editing and camera work, because what happened was the local government cops cracked down on some Cub Scouts who were trying to sell some cotton candy at an event over the weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire, the yearly and extremely popular Pumpkin Festival. The Pumpkin Fest organizers, however, are not so community-oriented. If you don't beg for permission to be on this allegedly, ostensibly public property, as the Cub Scouts did not and have not for the last several years, they just figured they'd go ahead and set up their table because they're the Cub Scouts. Who's going to care if they have a if they set up a table? Who would dare to tell the Cub Scouts or the Girl Scouts or any other group of kids that, hey, you can't be here selling this cotton candy because you didn't go down to the city council or the city government bureaucrats and beg them for permission and then pay them a bribe in order to be allowed to do business selling cotton candy without being harassed by men wearing uniforms and carrying weapons?
You kids want to go to jail?
You know,
I mean, really, that's what they're coming up doing.
Right, because if...
Stop or we'll take you to jail.
That's all it is. And it's just so sick. Now, they also picked on a local homeless shelter, which was having a bake sale table that was staffed by local activists, which is one of the reasons we found out about this was going on. And activists were all throughout the Pumpkin Festival, so I believe some of them were actually there when when they were cracking down on the Cub Scouts, but I don't think anybody had video cameras.
That's my understanding.
Or at least the video hasn't come out yet. If it does, we'll certainly post it when it does. Because some of the allegations about the police's behavior in this case is absolutely outrageous. I mean, it's bad enough that they would come around and threaten these young people. And it's even worse, some of the allegations about them pushing the property owner, throwing stuff across the table at the kids. Just men and women behaving badly because they can, because they are the people calling themselves government, and they can get away with whatever level of ludicrous attacks against peaceful people that they want to.
I think it's this attitude that we're the government, we're the authority here, we're in charge, we make the laws, and you know they see anybody who doesn't jump through their hoops or doesn't buy into their sort of assertion of we're legitimate and you have to do what we say as just like an insult to their...
It's a threat to their legitimacy.
Yeah, and it's like they just can't tolerate it, and that's where I think some of the anger and stuff comes from.
Well, what would happen... you're right. You're absolutely right, Sam. What would happen if people got it into their heads that they didn't have to go down and beg for permission to set up a table and sell some cotton candy to benefit a charity at a local festival that was on supposedly public property? If people got that into their heads, they'd stop buying the permits, and they'd just start acting like free people and show up and do whatever the F they wanted to do, and that would be an absolute tremendous loss to the legitimacy of these people calling themselves the state.
Well, agreed, but I don't... I think that many people like the orderliness of you know, the way things go with permits and stuff like that. And I tend to feel that way, too. The problem is that you're dealing with the state here who doesn't legitimately own that land. If merchants owned their property, say, out to the center line of the street, or the main street was owned by a merchants association or something like that.
Then you have to get permission from the merchant individually to set up.
The merchant or the merchants association, yeah, depending on who it was. And you wouldn't have a problem with that, particularly, right?
Because they legitimately...
So what if the Merchants Association sent out their security and they were, you know, a little rough with somebody who was set up on the property there that they weren't supposed to be set up?
Well,
you brought some kids with little cute uniforms and maybe tossed a few knickknacks at them.
No. I think you're applying today's paradigm into some sort of free market where the government doesn't own the roads and the sidewalks. If somebody wanted to create a festival in a true free market, they'd have to go to each property owner where they wanted to hold that, and they would establish, I would think, okay, can we put people out in front of your store to vend things? Is that allowed, yes or no? Well, all these things would be worked out in advance.
This may or may not be the case. It could very well be that the main street would be sold, you know, if you were doing this, if you're switching over from the paradigm that we have today to the paradigm of a, you know, a more free market, maybe Main Street would be sold, sidewalks and street and all, to an association of Main Street vendors or Main Street dealers or Main Street, merchants.
Okay.
And if that was done, then you would have one organization who would be in charge of deciding.
And that organization would have to, if the Cub Scouts showed up without asking for permission to set up their table at this event, then that organization would have to weigh the PR question of whether or not they should tell the Cub Scouts that they aren't welcome there.
This one, too.
What?
This one, too.
No. This organization is the city. They don't care about public relations.
Well, they've lost
public relations on this. I mean, they're looking like jerks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was talking to the cops while they're standing there doing this, and I ended up just singling out this female policeman from Vermont and started talking to her. Is this what you got into policing to do? Did you think that you would be shutting down people who are volunteering their time and their, you know, their baked goods in order to help homeless people who don't even have a place to live? And here you are putting a stop to that. Is this what you signed up for when you wanted to be a police officer?
And she, of course, said nothing.
Oh, they have no answer for that.
But, by the way,
well, you get surrounded by cops for doing that, right?
No. I went up and walked into the middle of them.
Yeah. But, now, I mean, they circled in at that point, right?
No,
it was my understanding that they hassled you at that when you started talking to one of theirs and asking
them
questions.
There were like six or eight of them standing together having their little powwow, and I just sort of walked up to the edge and started talking because that doesn't really scare me anymore.
Yeah.
Why would
it? Look, Mark, it depends on who you ask as far as how people view this, right? You said that people are saying that the city looks like they're a bunch of jerks, and I'm sure there are people that agree with our position on this, but on the other hand, you've got people like the folks that run the local newspaper. One of their editors wrote up an article about the Pumpkin Fest, and at the very end, he brings up the issue of the police cracking down on this, on these two organizations, but here's how he puts it. Then there was the ugly confrontation between police and a group of free keeners on Lamson Street Saturday afternoon. Free speech is a wonderful thing, but tone matters. Police showed remarkable restraint in the face of a barrage of profanity-laced taunts aimed at getting them to react. Whether a nearby shelter did or did not have the right to sell its baked goods matters not. There's a way to make a point and a way not to. The entire scene played out within earshot of young children and other festival goers, ugly as ugly gets. Pick your spots, please. Let's be civil. Doesn't mention in the entire article. The whole article is about what's good and what's bad, in his opinion, with the Pumpkin Festival. The entire article goes without mention that the Cub Scouts were cracked down upon. The entire crackdown is boiled down into, those darn free keeners started yelling at the cops on Lamson Street, and they made a scene in front of a bunch of children.
Yeah, now this actually isn't in my video, but this is, I think, what happened after I left. They had, again, they were up at the street and had said, you can move back down to the shelter and set up there and we'll leave you alone. And then they just came back and changed their mind and said, all right, nope, now that you've jumped through that hoop, you can't do that.
After everyone left, right? After most of the activists had dispersed.
Yeah, and I know Heike got a little bit upset and was cussing or yelling at two of the state troopers. She's since written them an apology letter. And also a thank you letter to, I think it's Stephen, one of the Keene police that actually worked out the first compromise and was actually there trying to, just the only one I saw that acted like he cared or even put any thought into what they were actually there doing and how bad it was.
But of course, the perspective of the newspaper and those supporters.
I hope you guys are going to write a letter to the editor. Instead of complaining about it on the radio,
why?
You need to write
so they
a letter
not
to the
publish
editor.
It?
No, they'll publish it.
There's more
they
coming up here.
At
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I believe we're going to be doing a giveaway tonight, Mark. Am I correct about that? We are doing a giveaway tonight?
If you wish.
Oh, well, okay. I guess we are then. So coming up, you're going to have a chance to win the Tota Sack, a two-pack of the Tota Sack. We'll tell you more about that at the time when we give them to you. So our number here again, 800-259-9231. That is not going to be the number you'll need for the giveaway, so you'll have to be listening for that number when we do it. We've been talking throughout the hour so far tonight about this crackdown, this ludicrous crackdown against the Cub Scouts here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, the place where we produce this this radio program. And, you know, we don't focus a whole lot on what goes on here in Keene, but when something particularly outrageous transpires, it deserves to be talked about. In fact, this news story about the Cub Scouts getting cracked down on has hit the mainstream media. Fox News was reporting on it today.
They did, yep.
In fact, I saw a post over at freekeene.com in the comments section of one of these stories that apparently there was a radio station in Cleveland as well that was talking about it on their morning show. So I guess the AP picked it up. I haven't seen it myself, the whatever version of it is they're discussing nationally. But nonetheless, these cops essentially going and threatening Cub Scouts and demanding that they shut down their cotton candy table, also threatening some folks that were running a homeless shelter bake sale, simply because they didn't bow down before their city masters and beg for permission slips and pay whatever the arbitrary amount is that has been decided that one must pay in order to have the ability to benefit their charity from the thousands of people that come into Keene, New Hampshire for the yearly pumpkin festival.
You know, I haven't seen a huge amount of sort of hate mail or the haters that come in and, oh, you troublemakers and this and that. The two comments that I have seen related to this story are, well, what's the big deal? Why didn't you just get a permit?
Well, for one, the permit isn't available at that point. It's not like they'll give you a permit on day of. Secondly, you know, in the Cub Scouts case, they've been doing it for quite some time. Now, obviously, this isn't true for the 100 Knights, but one's really got a question.
It's the homeless shelter.
But yeah, the 100 Knights is the homeless shelter. One's really got a question. This is the same building that the homeless shelter's in, right there on Main Street. Why is it that you need a permit in order to set up a table during a festival right in front of your own building?
Because it has
been
decreed. Because somebody
else has sold the real estate right out from underneath you, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Because the masters in the city government have decreed it so.
Right. It's not like anybody asked 100 Knights Homeless Shelter whether or not it would be okay if they had a festival in their front yard.
That's true. That's true. But then again, it doesn't matter because the city's in charge, not 100 Knights. It's not their front yard. It's the city's front yard. It's not their shelter. It's the city's shelter. It's not your home. It's the city's home.
All these things are true.
And if you don't believe that's true, try not paying the property taxes on your home and see what the city does. They're going to sell your home out from under you. How can they do that? Well, clearly they must own it. Now, if you ask them a question like that, they will categorically no, of course
you own it.
You own your house.
You're the one who pays the taxes on it.
Uh-huh.
You must own it.
Yeah.
But if you replace the word taxes, property taxes, with rent, I mean, what difference is it really? It's an annual rent.
That's right.
To the lords.
For the privilege of living in their little burg.
Absolutely. If you don't pay it, you get kicked out. If you don't pay your rent, you get kicked out. Whatever property taxes is, it's the closest thing in the real world it is. Not in government land where they make up new words for all kinds of things. The closest it is in the real world is rent. Rent to a landlord. And a lord meaning somebody over you.
You know, I wonder what would have transpired had there been just kids at this table, young people at the cotton candy table, the Cub Scouts. Let's say an adult was just nearby supervising but not clearly in charge. And the police come over to intimidate them and to get them to move. But these kids love liberty. And they understand that the police are a marauding gang that in many cases, sometimes they actually help people, but in many cases they're just aggressing against peaceful folks. And in this case, they would be definitely aggressing against peaceful young teenagers or preteens selling cotton candy to folks. What if the kids didn't move? And then the police actually did have to, you know, they were called on their bluff, essentially, that they would have to go ahead and arrest a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old or something like that.
They could just have the cops pick up the table and move it.
They could, but where are they going to take it?
Somewhere elsewhere?
I see where you're coming from, but it would certainly be an interesting situation. And what would happen? Would they charge the parents with some sort of a crime? Would they trump something up, come up with a reason to try to take the kids from the parents? Because
I bet they would.
I wonder about that, and it's a scary, it's got to be a really scary thing to be a parent who loves liberty and wanting to get out there and do things with your kids, because I've seen like at the Free Keen Fest, which actually happened the day after the Pumpkin Festival, there were some parents that brought their kids out, and those kids were selling things, things like limeade and ice cream, and there was some baked goods as well that were being sold. I bought a cupcake. It was $2, a little pricey, but the kids are cute, so, you know, it's worth the extra.
Just going to buy clothes for them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so thankfully the police did not come out to harass Free Keen Fest. They completely left Free Keen Fest alone the following day.
Did you say those cupcakes were pricey? Because I felt like I got my money's worth.
You did?
Yeah. Delicious cupcake.
Mine was good. It was good. Yeah. It was a tasty cupcake.
Yeah.
And it was the only cupcake there, so I guess the price was right.
Right.
So anyway,
a high level of service. How often do you get like three young children waiting on you?
Yeah, so the good news about Free Keen Fest was it remained unmolested, and it hasn't been molested by the police for a few years. And I was a little concerned that they might try to crack down after what they did with the Cub Scouts. But it's got to be difficult for a parent who has a young child or a teenager. Or, you know, a preteen that's you know, wants to get active, wants to get their kids active, but worries about what the consequences might be as a result of that.
Sure.
And I'd love to have maybe some parents weigh in on this, particularly the ones that are willing to, you know, kind of put their involve their kids in their level of activism, which in this case was essentially civil disobedience that these kids were performing. I mean, by going out and setting up a table and vending, they were definitely breaking some city ordinance. There was a violation of a city ordinance going on there. And if they don't back down, what would happen to them? I'm just curious.
Nothing good.
1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's easy for me to sit here and say, yeah, put your kids up and have them sell some coffee. I don't have kids. I don't have anything to risk in that particular situation. And I'd also love to see adults come to the rescue of these kids in that case and, you know, surround the table and protect the kids from being arrested by allowing themselves to be arrested as well. But all of this requires some level of sacrifice or an investment of one's freedom in return for the hopes that people not just bowing down to these government goons will prevent such abuses from happening in the future. Because that's really how it tends to seem to work out, is the government guys play it as a numbers game. That's why when they came after the table that you were around, Sam, the homeless shelter bake sale, they waited until they had enough cops around, half a dozen or more,
right,
to fold themselves in on the scene and intimidate as much as they could. If it was just one cop standing there, it would be pretty easy for a crowd of activists to just blow him off and not worry so much about what he might do. But when they've got more of them than there are of you, they get emboldened by that. And if you back down, then they get ever further emboldened by that. But of course, if you don't back down, then there's a good chance you might be going into a cold jail cell. So it's a really difficult situation for people to get involved in. But the more people that we have that are willing to stand up and are willing to not back down, I think the more likely we will begin to win these little standoffs, if you will, and that they would be less likely to even initiate them in the first place. So
it's really the long and the short of it. I don't know why it is that police officers want to have pretty much as a 1-to-1 ratio in dealing with people in the public, but that's what they seem to want. They feel emboldened when they outnumber you.
It's a common bullying tactic. Right?
And whatever the reason is, I'm not proposing to know the reason that these guys do what they do, but that seems to be the way it is. So if you've got some people doing some civil disobedience and one cop walks by and he decides, I just don't want to deal with it. We've got five guys on duty. There's 25 people out here. Forget it. And that's usually what happens.
And, by the way, let me put this all in perspective. Everything we've been discussing here with the crackdown on the Cub Scouts and the homeless shelter, applying six or more police to this particular event, was during an event where thousands of people are present, many of them drunken. Fights can happen. Vandalism can happen. Mark, you mentioned during the break that the YMCA had their door smashed in.
Yeah,
at some
point
threw
something through the glass door of the YMCA.
Event.
Actually, it was the front window.
So maybe if the police hadn't been cracking down on itinerant vendors, people peacefully selling things for benefiting charities, they might have actually caught some real criminals in the act. Maybe. But clearly their priorities are a little screwed up. Because they're the government, and, they don't have to do whatever they don't want to do because, you'll have to pay for whatever it is they decide they want to do. 800-259-9231, Hour 2 is up next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them, so when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.